أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها إن الله كان على كل شيء حسيبا الله لا إله إلا هو لا يجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه ومن أصدق من الله حديثا صدق الله العظيم. We continue our discussion on verses 86 and 87 of Surah An-Nisa. Thus far we discussed the origin of Salam. It originated from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and then some of the virtues of Salam. Continuing with that discussion, we find in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken about the person that initiates the Salam, the person that begins the salam. Although the fuqaha have stated that it is sunnah to make the salam and it is wajib to respond to the salam, but this is amongst those actions of the deen where the sunnah holds more reward than the wajib. So the person that starts the salam is fulfilling a sunnah, but then it becomes incumbent upon the person to respond to the salam, and it becomes wajib for him to do so. But the person that started the salam, in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is rewarded greater. In one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the person that begins the salam, the person that starts the salam, in other words, the person that says assalamu alaikum, then that person is free of pride. In another hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person that is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that begins the salam. So Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we try to bring this into our lives. Generally we wait for others to make salam to us, but this is not what the practice of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Then we find in the hadith that one person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that person said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, assalamu alaykum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to that person, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he earned 10 rewards. A second person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person has earned 20 rewards. Then the third person came and he said, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person has earned 30 rewards. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that that is where the salam finishes, it completes, it ends. There is nothing beyond wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa maghfiratuh does appear in some ahadith, but as far as the muhaddithin are concerned, there is some weakness in that hadith, and the fuqaha also have not taken generally that hadith. So generally the ulama, the fuqaha have taken it till wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and that is where we should stop. Now that is insofar as the greeting is concerned and beginning and initiating the greetings. Then we find in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. He was the khadim. He was the attendant of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the whole Madani life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once addressed him and he said, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, when you enter your home, then make salam to the household, make salam to the people, because that is a form of barakah. That is a form of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when one enters his home, he should make salam. Then we also find in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the person that is riding should make salam to the person that is standing. The person that is standing should make salam to the person that is sitting. A person that goes to a gathering, that person should make salam to the people of the gathering. And if the people of the gathering are many, one person responding to that salam will be sufficient on behalf of all. So those are some of the matters with regards to the salam and the response of the salam. Obviously, if somebody is engaged in tilawat of the Quran Sharif And more so if somebody is in salat, then it is not permissible at all. But otherwise, if somebody is engaged in dhikrullah, tilawat of the Quran, then it is better that we do not greet that person with salam. So here in the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ, that when you are greeted with the greetings, in other words, when somebody says, assalamu alaikum to you, فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا, then you should respond to the greetings better. So if somebody says, assalamu alaikum, then according to this part of the ayat, you should say, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ. That will be better, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, that is better. In other words, your response is better than how the person initiated the greetings. O rudduha, O return the greetings in equivalence. So if somebody said assalamu alaikum, then the least we can do is say wa alaikumus salam. Inna Allaha kana ala kulli shay'in hasiba. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an account of everything. That we sometimes feel that the salam that we made is not accounted by Allah Ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing. Allah Ta'ala is all seeing. Allah Ta'ala witnesses everything. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards accordingly. To the extent we find in the hadith that when two people stop talking to each other, they broke contact. Then the maximum we find in the hadith is for a period of 3 days. Then the first person to make salam, the person that begins the relationship and he makes salam, that person is rewarded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then in one hadith, the person that replies the salam, the second person that was not talking, then he also is rewarded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allahu la ilaha illahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being, Allah ta'ala is that zat. La ilaha illahu, there is no object of worship, there is no God, there is no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no power, there is no might but Allah Rabbul Izzat. La yajma'annakum ila yawmil qiyamati la rayba fi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly gather you on the day in which there is absolutely no doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings two aspects of our iman. One is the aspect of tawheed, the wahdaniyat, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, insofar as the being, the zat of Allah Ta'ala is concerned, and insofar as the sifat of Allah Ta'ala is concerned, there is only one Allah, and the second is insofar as the day of Qiyamah is concerned. This also reminds us that this life is not the life, it is not the only life, this world does not belong to us, and we do not belong only to this world, but we are only here on a journey, and our ultimate is to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to stand in front of Allah ta'ala tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا, then who is more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, all of it is truthful. There is absolutely no lie. There is not a speck of doubt in the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about imaniyat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the truthfulness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.